This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name's Ben Jones and I'm from Rugby and I'm on the plumbing course and it's a week one practical week.
So Ben, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I've actually self-employed and run my own catering business at the moment. The Train for Trade Skills is just an addition to what I'm currently doing.
So how long have you been running your catering business then?
It's 8 years.
Is that a full-time job, is that?
Yeah, no, it's a full-time job. You know, we do cater for a lot of weddings, corporate entertainment, that type of stuff. I've got a young family and nothing is recession-proof. Weddings are very seasonal. So I'm looking for something as an additional or as a backup plan, effectively, that if the industry or the weddings drop down, then at least I've got another thing to go and earn some money.
Definitely. So how have you found sort of balancing your course around your full-time job then?
It's been quite tough, I have to say, but it's the only way that I could have, by doing Train for Trade Skills, it's the only way I could have actually put the stepping stones in place to try and learn another skill.
Have you got any studying tips or any specific ways that you study that you've found have worked really well for you?
When reading a book, I just find it's best to take yourself away for an hour and a half, go and sit down and literally shut the door, turn the phone off and take notes.
Tell us a bit about how you found out about Train for Trade Skills then. How did you find out about the course?
Online. Just went onto the internet and did a bit of research, looking for something where I didn't have to go to college and it was something I could learn at home and work around sort of from my normal day-to-day job.
So let's move on to plumbing then now. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Nope. Basically, the reason I chose plumbing, electrics I'm terrified of. If you can't see it, then don't touch it. And plumbing is, I'd have thought it'd be fairly recessional proof. And I've always worked for myself. And the idea of doing that or progressing or developing another business in the plumbing world, I can see as probably being quite lucrative.
So you're someone that runs your own business at the moment. Have you got any tips or anything for people that want to start their own business? Some sort of tips you can share with us about getting customers, keeping customers? What would you say?
I would say first and foremost, understand what you're looking to produce and what sort of product you're trying to offer to the client. You've got to be very hands-on, be very personable, listen to what the client wants and then deliver. You've got to make sure that you offer value for money.
So Ben, let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good. Learning new skills, sort of, I'm a bit slower than some of the other guys, but it's coming on well. The teacher, he's really helpful and you can work as fast or as slow as you like. And it's that's something that I really appreciate.
What sort of jobs are you doing this week then on the practical training?
Well, we're doing soldering yesterday, we're doing bending today, and then I think we've got a health and safety exam tomorrow. Getting the basics sorted this week before we move on to week two next week.
So Ben, for the people that are listening and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade or something, have you got any advice for them then?
I would first and foremost say if you're keen, you want to do it, get on and do it. You've just got to make sure that once you've invested the money to go ahead, you've then got to make sure that you're dedicated to follow it up. Things don't happen overnight and don't stress yourself out if you're not doing everything within sort of first month, second month, third month, but just keep on pursuing it because it's like anything. Once you get to the end goal, then you can carry it on.
Definitely. That's great, Ben. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.